Section 1. New Tech and the Evolving Consumer Experience. 1. How Voice Assistants Could Change the Way We Shop, by Kane Sims. AI is disrupting every industry, leading to new business models, further digital transformation, and a future of technology that's more integrated into our natural environment. Smart speakers are the fastest-growing consumer technology since the smartphone, and they are poised to revolutionize the way we interact with technology. Computers can finally speak our language. A key question for business leaders to consider right now is, how will the voice assistant movement affect the way your customers shop, and how will you, in turn, need to adapt in terms of how to market and sell your products and services? Strategy consultants OC&C predict that voice shopping will grow to $40 billion plus in 2022, up from about $2 billion as of this writing, across the United States and the United Kingdom. Some predict even faster growth. Juniper anticipates that number to be $80 billion by 2023. While early numbers sound promising, you should take them with a grain of salt. Amazon hasn't shared any hard voice shopping numbers, yet reports from The Information in 2019 found that only 2% of Amazon Echo owners have ever tried voice shopping. It all really depends on how you define shopping. In 2018, VoiceBot found that 1 in 5 U.S. adults had used voice as part of their shopping journey, which could be any point on the path to purchase, not just the transaction itself. In the following year, VoiceBot also found that more than 40% of smart speaker users in the United States have searched for a product on a smart speaker. The general consensus is that voice shopping activities are increasing, but what makes voice shopping itself appealing? There are a few fundamental reasons why voice shopping has huge potential. If we can understand these reasons, we can shape a strategy that matches or exceeds customer expectations as more and more consumers use voice assistants to buy goods and services. It's faster. We can speak faster than we can type, so using voice is typically quicker than any other modality. For example, in 2018, Virgin Trains in the UK launched an Alexa skill that lets customers book train tickets through Alexa. It takes the average booking time down from 7 minutes online to 2 minutes via voice. The potential to save time is always appealing to customers. It's frictionless. No matter how user-friendly you make your website or app, no matter how much you work on your conversion rate, you're always battling the inherent friction that's built into the device itself. Consider that in order to get to your fantastically optimized app, a user has to 1. Pull out their phone, 2. Unlock it, 3. Swipe to find your app, 4. Tap to open it, 5. Wait for it to load. Only then can they begin that delightful experience you've prepared for them. With voice, everything is just an utterance away. There are simply fewer barriers to overcome in order to start the shopping experience. It can convert leads to sales. It's not just access and speed that are driving the growth of voice shopping. Above all else, voice converts leads into actual sales. Consider the example of Invoked App's suite of Alexa skills, which allow users to play ambient sounds, such as white noise, city soundscapes, thunderstorms, and much more. They're some of the most popular Alexa skills in the skills store, attracting more than 150,000 users per day. Founder Nick Schwab told me that when Amazon released in-skill purchases, ISPs, for Alexa in 2018, giving developers the ability to sell digital goods through their Alexa skills, Schwab rolled out ISPs in his own skills. This gave users the ability to pay for premium features, namely to play two different ambient sounds at the same time, such as a city soundscape with an open fire. When asked about the conversion rate of users upgrading to paid sounds, Schwab said, "Overall, I'm seeing about a 3% conversion for users. And then the conversion rate from trial to paid is more like 90%, which is staggering." And voice doesn't just help drive sales of digital goods, such as one-off extra lives in games and subscriptions to premium content. It can lead to increased physical sales, such as train tickets and groceries, and it's even being used in-store to sell products. The second example of how voice is increasing conversions comes from the Mars Agency. It's trialing an in-store voice assistant called Smart